20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of a Pack-A-Day Podcast, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thank you so much for making us part of your day. My name is Nick Schmitz, and I will be your host on this last Sunday before things get real interesting in the NFL world. This coming Tuesday is the deadline, 4 p.m. Eastern time, to apply the franchise tag. Green Bay, you know, contemplating putting that on to Devontae Adams right now. So we'll see if that happens this coming week. Then the following Monday, the 14th, I believe it is the legal tampering period for free agency. And then it's either that Tuesday or Wednesday starting, we have then free agency actually beginning. So we're getting back into more football news since the Super Bowl ended, what, now 3 weeks ago, is it already? So we made it through kind of the lull period. You know, we've been dealing with all the Aaron Rodgers talk, and we'll have some more of that today. But to start the show today, if you haven't seen already, the Green Bay Packers have begun contract extension talks with Jaire Alexander, which was, you know, at this point, probably not very surprising. He's one of the best corners, if not the best corner in the league right now. Definitely a staple to the Packers defense, somebody they're going to want to keep under contract for a very long time. So, Gage, let me bring you in here. Just looking at the same numbers that you're looking at over the cap, Green Bay, if they extend Jaire Alexander before the season, it looks like they'll save, what, about $10 million in cap room for the 2022 season?
Yeah, it would be right around there, because they can obviously take, once they, like, if they extend him, they can move the money around, take some of his money this year and move it into the year, like, move it into further years of the, of the extension itself, like take some of his base salary, convert it into roster bonuses or signing bonuses and that sort of thing. And for a team like Green Bay that needs to try and clear up as much money as they can, I'm sure that that's exactly what they will do. And like you said, they want to keep Jaire around him for a long time, and he's earned this extension. He played, he's heading into his age 25 season. He has been if it wasn't for his injury this last year, he would have been far and away one of the one of the top end corners in the league, just because he started the year strong. His athleticism, he's never been a big interception guy, but he does that. But that's also because people don't throw at him because they know just how good he is. So Green Bay is definitely going to find a way to bring him back at a on an extension, and I'm sure that they over at McCarthy Way, they're trying to get that extension done as soon as they can. But obviously, with juggling extensions for everybody else on the roster, they are pretty busy days up there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and if they did get that extension done, about $10 million in cap savings, so that would put Green Bay with where they're sitting right now at a, as we're talking right now, Gage, Green Bay is about $26.5 million over the cap. So that would cut it down to, you know, right around $16.5 million. So they're making some room here. And while we're talking about some cap space, I mean, the big news that's kind of been going around the last couple of days, which is that Aaron Rodgers, it sounds like he's down to four teams, four if you include the Packers. So Green Bay being one of the teams he's considering, you know, coming back. But it also sounds like Pittsburgh, Tennessee, and Denver are all possibilities for where he might want to play next year. So, Gage, we'll talk about a couple of things. Let's talk about first Aaron Rodgers staying in Green Bay. One of the things, you know, I know for me personally, it's nothing against Aaron, but I'm personally ready to move on. I'm at the I don't know where you're at, Gage, but I'm personally, if they trade him, provided they actually get some decent value in return, I won't be upset. I'm kind of ready to move on. But if he decides he wants to come back and get an extension, it's not my first choice, but I guess I'm willing to roll with it. I mean, we've saw what he's done the last 2 years, so there's no doubt that he can still play and play at a high level. But personally, I'm just ready to move on. But if he comes back to Green Bay, they give him an extension, you're looking at about $21 million in cap savings, which puts you right down at that just $5 million over. But, I mean, with what you kind of feel and what you've been seeing from Aaron, what do you think the likelihood of him coming back to Green Bay next year is as we're sitting here on March 5th?
As I've said since the season ended, since Rodgers has done the couple of interviews that he's done, I think that Rodgers is coming back. I don't think that he's going to play somewhere else. I know that every other fan base that doesn't have a good quarterback right now hopes that he is, but Rodgers has yet, like he said all the right things all year long. And you know what? He could have just laid a beautiful smoke screen and had us all fooled the entire year by saying all the right things. He said his relationship was better with Goot and with Mark Murphy. He was getting along with LaFleur. He was always talking about how he loved the fans. He loved the team and loved it. He said multiple times his relationship had improved and was saying all the right things. But yet people that really want Rodgers to be on their team continue to say, oh, he's fed up in Green Bay. He's done. It's like, what are you just telling us that you haven't been watching him for the last 6 months? Because all this dude did since he got there in August and after, like, he showed up a little frigid. And then as the year went on, that changed. Every single week he was saying all the right things and it was clear that his relationship with the guys that everyone thought, oh, it's done for, it was clear that that had changed and it had improved. I think that Rodgers is still coming back. I don't think that he is leaving. I think that I understand the teams that he said. So Denver is you could argue they're a quarterback away from contending. However, depends what you have to give up. Like if you have to give up a couple of young stars to bring Rodgers in, is it really still as much of a contender? Pittsburgh, they're a quarterback away, but they also have some older guys. They have offensive line issues. Like their offensive line last year had some problems, and Ben being bigger just kind of helped deal with that. Rodgers isn't that guy. And then you go to Tennessee, which is the other of the three teams outside of Green Bay. Green Bay's not going to want Tannehill back because you and I talked about it before we got started. Green Bay's trying to either going to contend with Rodgers or they're going to tear it down or they're going to reload. Tannehill's not a reload guy. If you trade Rodgers, you're sticking with Tannehill or you're sticking with Jordan Love. The idea that you're going to go and get Tannehill back, who is a middle of the road quarterback on an expensive contract, just the numbers don't really add up there. So you kind of have to sit here and look and be like, okay, which of these teams can actually bring something back? I think Rodgers is coming back, so I'm not really exploring the idea of the whole trades thing or if he's – but if he's gone and Green Bay gets a good trade package, I don't really care. As I've said before, I am a Packer fan. I am not a – I'm not a fan of players and what team they're on. I'm not going to just – if Rodgers gets traded, that's not going to make me not be a fan anymore. I'll just keep rooting for Green Bay.
Yeah, well, and you know, it's interesting that you put it that way, that you're a Packer fan, because I am the exact same way. But this is an interesting question, Gage, that you kind of bring up here, because it was the same thing with Favre. Now, when the Packers traded Favre, was that back in, what, 07, 08, right around there? You know, there was a lot of, you know, like I was one of those people personally, they traded him to the Jets. I said, I'll root for the Jets as long as it doesn't affect the Packers. If Green Bay were to trade Aaron Rodgers, would you have a problem? I mean, we're probably at the point where people just don't really care as long as it's not affecting the Packers. But, I mean, would you have any problem rooting for Aaron in a different city as long as it wasn't affecting the Packers?
No, because I don't hold ill will towards sports figures. I don't care. Like, I didn't like Tom Brady, so it was easy for me to root against him when he was in Tampa. But I'm not like if Rodgers goes anywhere outside of, like, if he doesn't go to the division, I'm sure. And as long as Green Bay is not playing him, I'm not going to root against him every week. It'll be like I live in Indiana, and it'll be how everybody was when Peyton went to Denver. I knew plenty of people that still rooted for Peyton. I knew a girl in college who had a Peyton Manning Colts jersey. And so when Peyton got traded went to Denver, she bought another Colts jersey and she bought a Broncos jersey and she cut it in half and she sewed the two halves together. And so it was a Manning Colts and Broncos jersey and so that's kind of how it is for me. I'm not going to root against Rodgers. As long as he's not playing against Green Bay, I'll root for him.
Yeah. I don't necessarily, provided he doesn't do or say anything that would make you kind of, you know, have a bad taste in your mouth if they were to end up trading him. But I mean, you know, you talked about some of the trade packages. You know, I would think, and I think you and I agreed upon this, you know, before we started here, that Tennessee seems to kind of be the long shot, mostly just due to Ryan Tannehill, because if you trade Aaron, and we presume that if they were to trade him, it would be before June 1st, for a couple of reasons. One, you'd probably want to trade him before the draft so you could get this year's draft picks, which I'm sure they'd be looking at. And you'd save about $20 million on the cap if you were to trade him before June 1st. But, you know, Tennessee would have to find a way to unload Tannehill's contract, and I don't see Green Bay taking that on, because the swap between Aaron and Tannehill, I think we kind of came down to, would be, instead of saving $20 million on the cap, you're saving about $10 million. And to trade,
it's not even that, you're only saving about $8 million, because Rodgers right now is $46 million and Tannehill's cap hit is $38 million, so you're saving about $8 million. It's not even a full 10.
Exactly. And so I don't think Green Bay would even want that, so unless Tennessee could find a way to move Tannehill elsewhere, kind of like a three-team trade deal, I just don't see that being a possibility. I know Denver has been, you know, connected forever, you know, basically since the news broke last year. So, I mean, in your mind, as far as Aaron Rodgers, what would Denver have to give up for you to say, yeah, that's an acceptable trade for a guy like Aaron Rodgers? And I know I kind of put you on the spot there, with, you know, without being able to look at the roster. I know a lot of people have talked about getting maybe Jerry Jeudy in a trade. Is it which one of the Chubb brothers? Is it Bradley Chubb?
Bradley Chubb is the one.
Okay, I can never keep him and his brother Nick straight of which one they are. So I know people have mentioned him potentially in a trade package. You're obviously getting picks, you know. But I mean, what would it look like for you where you would say, yeah, this is kind of what the bare minimum would have to be for Denver to send over in order for you to say that, you know. Now, obviously, that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, Murphy and Gutekunst see it that way. But I mean, you know, for you to say, yep, that's a good trade for the Packers, what would Denver have to give up?
Well, Jerry Jeudy almost definitely has to be in the deal. I will say I am a humongous Jerry Jeudy fan, so I don't hate that at all. I love Jerry Jeudy when he was coming out. I think that he, in 2 years, he has done nothing but show me that if you can just get him a competent quarterback, he can, and a good offensive designer, he can be a spectacular player. I don't like Cortland Sutton. He's a little older. He's not old. Like, I'm pretty sure he's still on his rookie deal, but he's a little older. He's also dealt with some injuries, and I don't really want that. I like Patrick Surtain, and I know most people would be like, well, you already have Jair and Eric Stokes, and I don't really care. Give me three good corners. That's fine. Patrick Surtain was a phenomenal corner last year. If you didn't get the chance to watch any Denver games last year, which why would you have watched a Denver game last year? You definitely need to go watch Patrick Surtain play. He had some absolutely phenomenal games. I believe there was a game against, I believe they played Philly at one point, and so you got to see Patrick Surtain versus Devonta Smith, which that was super fun to watch. And I'm sure that the Surtain Jerry Jeudy battles in camp and training and practice were always very entertaining. Because I'm trying to look through the roster here, and I'm trying to find cheap guys, or I'm trying to find young guys. Because if you're trading Rodgers, you want to go young, you want to get talented guys. So maybe there's some offensive linemen that you look for. Maybe there is, but I think Jerry Judy's a starting point, and I think you're sending this year's first, next year's first. You're probably sending a second this year, maybe a third next year, a third and second, whatever. I don't love a lot of Denver's pieces. I think they have a lot of players up and down. Because I have their roster I have the salary sheet pulled up here in front of me. You have KJ Hamler, who I think KJ Hamler is a fun player, but he's also coming off a torn ACL. So are you trying to trade for a guy and have that be like a focal point of the trade? And Bradley Chubb is in, if I'm not mistaken, the final year of his deal. Yeah, he's getting ready to go into the final year of his deal. And so you'd be trading for a guy that just turned 26, and you're getting ready to have to give him an extension. And if you're trying to make your team cheaper and you just cut Za'Darius Smith, aren't you kind of defeating the purpose by trading for a guy that you're getting ready to have to pay?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, those are, I think a lot of people, they look at those big names, right? And they don't necessarily look at, because I was one of those people, I said, you know, yeah, give me Bradley Chubb. Didn't realize that now he would be, you know, going into a final year of his contract.
Because, yeah, he was drafted the same draft as Jaire was.
Yep, absolutely. And so, I mean, look, you're looking at Jerry Jeudy and Patrick Surtain. So, I mean, you got two players there. And, I mean, when you're talking about Aaron Rodgers, I mean, is two players enough plus draft picks?
Well, no, because that's the thing, is it's Jerry Jeudy, and maybe, you know what, maybe you can't get Patrick Surtain, or you're like, I have my two corners, I don't want to invest more money in corner. So maybe you look at a guy like Noah Fant. So now you have, who, because they just they drafted Albert Okwuegbunam. They drafted him the year after they drafted Noah Fant. I like Noah Fant. I think Noah Fant's a good player. You have a need at tight end with Tonyan out the door, Mercedes Lewis long in the tooth. You have Josiah DeGuara has kind of struggled with health issues and then obviously had a couple of drops in the playoffs. Maybe you get Noah Fant. But then now it's like you're still only getting offense. You're getting young players, though, which that's key. But it's, as you said, is that enough for Rodgers to go to build around a wide receiver and a tight end and then three or four draft picks?
Right. Well, you know, I've always been a big fan of including Noah Fant in the trade just because, I mean, I don't know how true it holds these days, but, you know, there's always that kind of, I don't know if it's a cliche, but that, you know, one of the best things you can do for a young quarterback is get him a big, you know, big athletic, talented tight end. So if you're going to be going to Jordan Love as your starter, you know, getting him, you know, kind of that security blanket in a nice athletic big tight end like Noah Fant would be, you know, would seem to make sense. The other question too here would be, if you're Green Bay and if you were to make a trade with Denver, one of the things I'm sure that they would be willing to part ways with for many different reasons. If you're Green Bay, would you want to include somebody like Drew Locke or Teddy Bridgewater in the deal just as somebody to compete with Jordan Love coming over? Or is that just not anything that Green Bay would really be interested in doing?
If I'm Green Bay in that situation, I'm not taking on Drew Locke. I don't want Teddy Bridgewater because Teddy Bridgewater, I think, is paid way too much money. And Drew Locke, I think, just clogs it up because if you're trading Rodgers, you're leaning into, we're going to lean on Jordan Love and we will live and die by seeing what he can do. Like, if you want to bring in a veteran camp arm to compete with him, or if you want to have because you want someone there other than Kurt Benkert, that's one thing. But I think bringing in another young QB like Drew Locke, I think that just clogs things up and you don't need to do that.
All right, fair enough. Well, let's take a quick look at the Steelers and what they can offer. Now, I've said that this should just be the absolute trade for Green Bay if they were to trade him to Pittsburgh, is send Aaron Rodgers and Kevin King to the Steelers for at least a first-round pick and T.J. Watt, and then you can have T.J. Watt on your team. You don't have to have Kevin King anymore, and we can put to bed that whatever year it was a 2017 draft where everybody was, and I'll admit I was one of them, but I mean, you know, if you want to improve the defense a little bit, I mean, is there any better pass rusher right now in the league than TJ Watt? I mean, maybe there's a handful out there, but I mean, having TJ Watt and Rashawn Gary as your two primary pass rushers seems like a pretty good deal to have, but I mean, would that be enough? Would TJ, I mean, because TJ Watt is considered to be one of the best defensive players in the league. What more would, and I don't think Pittsburgh would trade TJ Watt either. But I mean, what would a deal with Pittsburgh look like in order to get Aaron Rodgers out the door and have Green Bay kind of be okay with that?
So, I mean, well, for one, Kevin King's a free agent. So Green Bay doesn't have him under contract. They would have to re-sign him and then trade him, and that would be a whole thing. For two, you're absolutely right. They wouldn't trade T.J. Watt. They wouldn't trade T.J. Watt in this deal because in this deal, if you're trading for Rodgers, you're going all in. You're trying to win a title. You're not trying to rebuild. You're not trying to do any of that. You're just trying to win. And so T.J. Watt's not leaving. After that, now you got to try and find young guys worth trading, which for a team like Pittsburgh, who's actually a decent team, it's kind of hard. You almost, like, maybe Pat Freiermuth is a guy that you get rid of, or like is a guy you have to put in that trade. But which that helps further helps our tight end theory. But now you're still kind of running short on like overall. You're running short on overall like star power there. Chase Claypool maybe, because that's a young wide receiver with some talent. Because you're not trading for Najee Harris. I like Deontay Johnson as a player. He does struggle with drops a little bit, but you can't really trade for him because he's near the end of his contract. I believe he's got one more year left. Devin Bush maybe is a guy that you look at. Young linebacker, talented. After other than that one year with the injury, he's been great for two out of his three seasons. He's young enough that you could put him on a team and he could be your star linebacker for years to come. So there are some options out here, but it's also what options are you really going for? Because this Pittsburgh team tore down a lot of the guys that we remember and know to be good, talented players. So the guys that we're expecting to see on there aren't there anymore, and that makes it a lot harder to build trades for this team, for this potential trade partner.
Sure. Well, and then the last question here, just when talking, you know, potential Aaron Rodgers trades, I mean, is there, you know, because obviously Aaron Rodgers, regardless of whether there's an extension, trade, whatever, I mean, he still is under contract for the 2022 season. So, I mean, in every sense of the manner, Green Bay doesn't actually have to do anything with Aaron. The big reason why you're looking to extend him or trade him is cap room. I mean, that's really the big thing. But you don't actually, if you can find a way to make the cap room work, you know, elsewhere, you don't actually have to do anything with Aaron Rodgers. But, I mean, is there a point where Green Bay, if Aaron's adamant about wanting out, and kind of where the team sits cap room, I mean, and the thing is Aaron Rodgers now back-to-back defending, you know, MVP of the league, and no MVP has ever been traded the year after winning the MVP. So, you know, with all of that being said, like, the asking price for Aaron is clearly very high and for a very good reason. The thing is, you know, some of these teams, in order to meet that asking price, are either going to have to kind of gut, you know, important parts of their team, or, you know, I just like, is there a point where if Aaron is adamant that he wants out, that Green Bay would potentially have to agree to a trade that isn't fully to their liking? I mean, you know, if you can say, if you're Green Bay saying we can't get 100% of what we want, but we can get 90%, or do you think Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers' value is so high that Green Bay will say, look, you got to be able to get to 100% of what we're asking for, or we can't make the trade?
I think that Green Bay, if Rodgers is like 100%, I'm out, I'm not playing, I think that there are ways that Green Bay can get something, they can figure out a way. I don't think that Green Bay is going to give him away for pennies on the dollar. I think Green Bay knows how much the asset that they have is worth. And I don't think that they'll just give, I don't think they'll just give Rodgers away just for the sake of getting rid of him, because he said he's not going to play there. Now, is it very possible that they do come to the situation where he's like, I'm not playing here, doesn't matter, you trade me, or I'm just going to sit out? Sure, then maybe you just have to deal with it and you trade him. But I don't think it gets to that point.
All right, well, it'll, you know, we'll know soon enough here. And then I guess last question here, Gage, before we wrap up. So I haven't been following, so I have no idea if he's scheduled, but do you think we have a guest appearance by Aaron on Pat McAfee this coming Tuesday to give us a decision, or do you think we're still another week out from that?
I think we're probably still another week. I think it all depends on what Green Bay does with
Devontae.
Obviously, it depends on that. If they make a move with Devontae and they trade him, or like if they tag him, or if they extend him, then maybe we get a decision from Rodgers. But until we get clarity on Devontae, we'll probably be waiting a week.
All right. Well, just keep going through Twitter and I mean, at this point, if you're really dying to know where Aaron's gonna do, at that point, you're just checking Pat McAfee show Twitter page every day, because he's told us that's when he's going to make the announcement on Pat's show. And so I guess keep following that, and You know, we'll know soon enough. The waiting is almost over. And then last thing real quick here, Gage, you and I talked about this. The reports that Davante Adams bought a house in Las Vegas. Yes, rich people tend to have multiple homes and because they can afford to have multiple homes. So the fact that Davante has bought a house in Las Vegas to me doesn't mean anything other than Davante Adams has enough money to be able to own multiple homes, and he probably...
Hold on. I got breaking news.
Oh, all right. Breaking news?
Breaking news. This is as of in the last 2 hours. Okay. Mike Silver of NFL, or he was 6 years at NFL Network, SI, yeah, I don't know, wherever Mike Silver works at. Today, Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari is getting married in California. Aaron Rodgers is set to officiate it. Matt LaFleur will be there. Rodgers is likely to tell the Packers what he wants to do by Tuesday afternoon. So that is the official report from verified sources. Obviously, the deadline for tagging is Tuesday afternoon, but that is an official report within the last 2 hours. So Rodgers' relationship with LaFleur is at least not too frosty that he's not spending time with him today. So that's at least one of the people who know that. So that is a thing that is happening as of right now.
All right. Well, and then the last question before we wrap up here is, because I don't know how, I mean, I feel like I know what the answer would be, but I guess with somebody like Aaron, you never know. Regardless of what his decision is, the Packers are going to find out before he goes on McAfee, right? Like, the Packers aren't tuning in to McAfee, like, finding out in real time like the rest of us, or is that potentially how that's going to go down?
On the one hand, I want to say it's Aaron Rodgers, and he's made it clear over the last couple of years he will do whatever the hell he wants.
Exactly.
But on the other hand, I think Rodgers will tell them, but he will only tell like LaFleur, Murphy, and Goot, and he will only tell those three. He will make sure that it's in person. It won't be over the phone, or he will find a way to make sure that there is no possible leak. He'll say, if anybody leaks it before I go on the show and say anything, I'm getting traded. I feel like that would be the Rodgers will be like, look, I'm holding my power. Here's what's going on. I'm telling you guys before I tell everybody else. But if it gets leaked, I'll know who told them because you guys did it. Mm-hmm. So that's my guess is like, I'm sure they will know. But at the same time, Rodgers chaos could also just be like, nope, agent of chaos time. We're just going to go ahead and mess up everything.
All right. Well, it'll definitely be an interesting next couple of days. And Tuesday, I mean, I guess mark it down there with everything that's going on that Tuesday. That's all very interesting timing. So Tuesday is either going to be a big day or it's going to be a big nothing burger for Packer fans. So, well, with that, Gage, let's wrap things up here real quick. If people want to follow you, get in touch with your work, how can they do that?
As always, you can find all of my work over on my Twitter at GBridgefordNFL, mostly doing Denver Nuggets coverage right now with the kind of the playoff season getting ready to start and like the big playoff push happening there for Denver Stiffs. Not really doing a ton of football stuff. I kind of ignored the combine this week because I was mad with the way that the NFL decided to handle it because the NFL decides to botch everything that they do. But and once free agency kicks off, I'm sure that I'll have some fantasy stuff going on, kind of like analyzing new locations. But so you can look for that stuff in the next couple of weeks.
All right. And I mean, I keep telling you guys every week, you can follow me on Twitter at ProducerNickLB on Twitter, but I don't do a whole lot. And if it wasn't barren enough as it is, I know this isn't something that everybody does, but Lent started this past week, if you are somebody that observes that. And I'm trying to be even less on Twitter than I was before. So for at least the next 40 days, I wouldn't bother going to look that up. Going to look me up on Twitter in the next 40 days is really going to be nothing. So, well, with that being said, thank you, everybody, so much for listening. Stay tuned right here every day to the Pack-A-Day podcast, especially over the next couple of coming days with potential big news coming up with Aaron Rodgers. Davante Adams, free agency starting real soon. So keep it tuned right here. We will keep you up to date on everything happening in the world of the Packers. So keep it right here. And as always, go Pack, go.